faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Clark Kent continues the strange story of Superman's adventure on the lost planet Utopia and tells how Jimmy Olsen found a ray of hope in the darkness of his predicament.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, it's only once in a blue moon that someone comes along with such exciting prizes as those comic buttons Kellogg's Pep's been putting out. And now that you've got a series of 18 new buttons to collect, boy, that multiplies your fun over and over. Because it's such a swell surprise finding a button every time you open a package of Pep. And there's such swell prizes. These new Pep comic buttons, all 18 of them, are colored up bright as anything. They really show up when you pin them on your jacket or your dress or cap. And they're true-to-life pictures, too. Tess Trueheart and Spud and Corky and Superman look just as real as they do in the funny papers. And think of the fun you get in swapping duplicates with your pals and adding to your collection that way. Yes, sir, you get a kick out of collecting this brand new series of Pep comic buttons. And you don't have to spend any of your allowance to do it either. Don't even send in a box stop. You just ask Mom to keep stocked up with plenty of Kellogg's Pep. That's right, you can't buy these new comic buttons. You get one as a prize in each package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. The whole wheat flakes that taste so good and sunny that you come a-running to breakfast. Be sure to remind Mom to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Assigned by editor Perry White to write a feature story on Superman's most unusual and exciting adventure, Clark Kent chose to recount his experiences on the lost planet Utopia. Listen now as Kent continues.
Taken to the planet Utopia in a space shell by Amthar and Poco, two Utopians determined to prove to him that their people were planning an invasion of the Earth. Jimmy Olsen was captured by brutal guards of Zaram, the evil regent. Amthar was captured with him, and they were both clapped in prison to await a trial. Jimmy was accused of spying for Earth, Amthar of treason. Both were given reason to believe that they would be condemned to death. Meanwhile, back in Metropolis, I had just learned from an eyewitness that Jimmy had been carried away in a weird projectile. And that was all I knew when editor Perry White burst into my office where I sat poring over a volume of the encyclopedia.
Kent, I've just come from police headquarters.
Well?
And they haven't been able to find a trace of Jimmy.
I
can't understand it. When he left here this evening with that crackpot, Jim told Beanie he'd be back in a few minutes. But he's been gone, over 5 hours.
Uh-huh.
He didn't go home. He didn't come back here. Where in tarnation could he have gone?
I don't
know. Kent.
You call me, Chief?
Did I call you? Say, what's the matter with you?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Here, Jim's disappeared with a madman, and you sit there reading a book.
No, I'm not just reading. I'm looking for a clue, Chief.
A clue to Jimmy? In a book?
Sure. You see, this is an encyclopedia.
And you expect to find out where Jim went from the encyclopedia? Kent, you are out of your mind.
Not at all, Chief. I'm perfectly sane and rational.
Oh, yeah? Then what are you looking for in that encyclopedia?
But you must know, I'm trying to find out where the planet Utopia is. That is, if there is such a thing.
The planet what?
Utopia. That's where the man in shorts said he came from and where Jim said he was going.
And you believe that?
Well, of course. You haven't forgotten what Tom said, have you?
Tom? Tom who?
Tom,
you mean Carlson?
Yes.
Well, you expect me to believe that fairy tale he told us about Jim and that crackpot sitting in a great big white ball that jumped off our roof and flew way up into the sky?
Oh, now, look.
Oh, go on. Carlson bumped his head against the radio tower on the roof and dreamed it. The way you're acting, you must have bumped your head, too.
No, Chief. Carlson swears he saw Jim and two other men whatever it was.
Whatever it was is right. I tell you, Carlson saw them in his dreams.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Well, I am. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, believing hooey like that.
I didn't say I believed it. I
then
just said
what
I
were you looking in that encyclopedia for?
To see if there is a planet called Utopia.
And if there is, I suppose you intended to call up one of the airlines and reserve a seat on the next spaceship.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, I mean, I wasting my time talking to you?
Well, it is...
Olson's in the hands of lunatics or a bunch of slick crooks, and you're talking about planets.
Well, it's...
Planets nobody ever heard of, besides.
Nobody ever heard of Krypton, either.
Of what?
Krypton. In case you've forgotten, that's where Superman came from.
Oh, no. No, look. Sit down like a nice fellow, will
what?
You? I want you to meet a friend of mine. His name is Dr. Jennings. You'll like him.
I'm sorry, Chief. I'm going to see Professor Wilson.
Wait, where are you going?
To see Professor Wilson, an astronomer who knows all about planets. I'll see you later. Heard of the planet Utopia, Professor Wilson?
There is no such major planet, Mr. Kent.
No, I know that, Professor, but aren't there quite a few minor planets?
Yes, there are a host of small bodies which are known as minor planets or asteroids, such as Ceres, Eris, and Hidalgo, for example. But I believe you said this planet you were wondering about might be a possible habitation for human life.
Oh, yes.
Then that rules out the minor planets, since we believe they have no atmosphere.
Oh, I see. Well, what planets are known to have an atmosphere, Professor?
Oh, quite a few.
Oh?
But most of them are ruled out as possible human habitations because of their extreme temperatures and low density.
Oh, I see. Which ones aren't ruled out?
The planets of the so-called inner group, Mercury, Venus, Mars. But because of scientific reasons, with which I won't bore you, we don't believe that either Mercury or Venus is habitable.
See, but you think Mars might be?
Yes, we believe it might support some form of life, but a form quite unlike man as we know it.
Well, then our friend in shorts and sandals couldn't have come from Mars.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing, Professor. You're certain there is no planet you scientists know of which might just possibly be inhabited by, well, by men like ourselves?
No, Mr. Kent. It's a fascinating idea to play with, and I'm not saying there might not be such a planet.
You're not?
No. I just say that we scientists have never been able to discover such a planet, and frankly, we do not think one exists.
Well, thanks very much, Professor. If my newspaper can ever do anything for you, I hope you'll give us the chance.
Well, thank you. Don't look so disappointed, Mr. Kent.
Well...
If you're interested in the subject, well, who knows? Maybe you will discover a planet on which men like us live.
I just want to discover it if Jimmy's there. Looks now as if Tom Carlson was dreaming, or else that Jim was taken away in some newfangled plane, which means that somebody ought to find him.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you, Mr.
Kent. I'm sorry, Professor. I was just talking to myself. Well, thanks again, Professor, and I'll be seeing you. Confused, perplexed, and more worried than before, I left Professor Wilson's laboratory. And still without a clue to Jimmy's whereabouts, I returned to the Daily Planet.
In just a moment, we'll return to Clark Kent's story of Superman's adventure on a lost planet. So, keep listening.
Say, gang, do you know why it's so important for a young fella to lead the right sort of life and have the right sort of fun and pals? It's because one of these days, you fellas are going to be growing up, and you will have the say about making this country a good one to live in. And that's why the Boys Clubs of America are so important. Every one of these clubs all over the country helps boys get started on the right track toward being a good citizen. They make it possible for boys to find recreation and companionship and a chance to make and do things for themselves. And in the summer, there are camps where boys build healthy bodies and find out how to live the rules of honesty and fair play and tolerance. So here's a special salute to the Boys Clubs of America during National Boys Club Week for the swell job they're doing.
And now back to Clark Kent, who continues to tell his story.
As I left Professor Wilson's laboratory, still worried and no further ahead in my search for Jimmy Olsen, my young friend, as I learned later, was nervously pacing the floor of a solitary cell on the planet Utopia. Suddenly, he stopped short and listened to a furtive scratching at the tiny barred window high in the wall.
Oh, what's that?
Speak not so hard, lest you draw the guard.
Oh, Poco, what are you doing here, you turncoat?
Oh, James, do not be afraid. I come to bring you help and aid.
Oh, yeah? Like you helped us with Zoran tonight by telling him you didn't go to Metropolis with Anthar, and by calling Anthar a traitor and me a spy.
Can't you see I spoke flim-flam, deliberately so as to fool Zoran?
To save your own neck, you mean.
Oh, please don't have an argument waste breath. You were really very close to death.
Go on, you can't kid me, Poco. Zoran probably sent you here to pump me or something.
Oh, no, that is not true. I come only to help you.
Oh, tell that to the Marines. Where's Anthar?
Oh, he's in another cell, where for the moment he's not well.
Oh, What do you mean, for the moment?
Oh, come the trial tomorrow and then... Oh, sorrow, sorrow.
Oh, boy, this utopia sure is a nice place. Just like Germany during Hitler's time.
Oh, please, James. The moments are few if I'm to be of help to Anthar and you.
You mean you really do want to help us?
Why else do you think I risk my head when I could be lying safely abed?
Well, okay. What's your plan?
First, you must tell me if you can. Where can I locate Superman?
Superman?
Yes, my friend, for I see how only he can save you now.
But, gosh, I don't know where he is.
Oh, think high, think low. James, you must know.
I don't, I tell you. Maybe, well, just maybe, Mr. Kent or Mr. White could get in touch with him by radio.
Oh, Mr. Kent or Mr. White, will they try with all their might?
I sure will. They know what's happening to me. But how can we let them know they're back on Earth in Metropolis?
In Metropolis, you say? Where we were earlier today?
Yeah, at the Daily Planet newspaper. But how can we tell them about me, Poco?
Oh, at the moment, I cannot say. But there must surely be some way.
Yeah, but how?
I have a plan, but it means risking my head. For if I'm caught, I'll surely be dead.
Oh, gee whiz, maybe you oughtn't to try then.
Oh, I cannot stand by and watch you die. Oh, look, friend James, I lowered a string. Do you perchance have a ring?
A ring? Sure, I've got my high school graduation ring.
Now, does it bear a sonnet or your name upon it?
Well, it's got my initials and the year I graduated.
Oh, that's good. That's fine. Attach it to the twine.
What for?
Oh, please, do not delay. Just do as I say.
Okay, take it easy. Where's it? Oh, here, I've got it. Oh, you might as well take my ring. From what you and Anthar say about the trial tomorrow, I guess I won't be using this ring much longer.
Is the ring on the string?
Yeah. I wish you'd tell me what you want it for, though.
Oh, that you will learn, if luck for me does turn.
Oh, here's hoping. We could sure use a little luck right now.
And now, my friend, I say goodbye to save you and Anthar. I will try. And if I don't return, you'll know I did die.
Good luck, Poco.
Swiftly drawing the cord on which Jimmy's ring is attached up through the tiny barred window, Poco melted silently into the darkness, bound on a dangerous mission. Left alone in the blackness of his cell, Jimmy, as he later confessed, prayed harder than ever before in his life that the little rhyming jester would succeed in contacting me.
Tomorrow, Clark Kent reveals the details of Poco's daring plan and tells how the little round rhymester manages to contact Superman. So don't miss it. Yes, don't miss a single thrilling moment in Clark Kent's fascinating story of Superman's most unusual adventure, The Mystery of the Lost Planet. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, let me tell you about a breakfast cereal that's fun to listen to and fun to eat. It's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal. Sure, you've seen those famous little elves snap, crackle, and pop around in cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package. And you know how they can dish out the crispiness of those golden bubbles of oven-popped rice. So freshly crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk. So remind Mom to get you the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.